This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Let's follow up this morning on the story of a Libyan woman. She burst into a Tripoli hotel last month. She spoke with foreign reporters staying there, and she said she had been stopped at a military checkpoint, taken away, and then gang-raped by members of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's armed forces. The government has called the woman a prostitute.
Restrictions placed on journalists have made it impossible to investigate her case. Journalists are not permitted to move freely in Libya's capital. But NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro did slip out of her guarded hotel with another reporter. They went to visit the woman at her home. They were the first journalists to independently speak with Iman al-Obeidi in person. We warn listeners that this report contains graphic material.
Iman al-Obeidi greets us in a pair of shorts and a striped T-shirt. She's dressed informally because we're all women, and she's not been going out much lately. She tells us she hasn't ventured outside in 3 days. She's been struggling, she says, to keep her morale high. She has little access to the outside world. Few friends come to see her, and she's afraid to go out for too long, as she's now a recognized face here in the capital after Libyan state television launched a smear campaign against her. The marks on her body from her ordeal are still visible. This is the first time, she says, she's really spoken in detail about the horror of her rape and her dramatic escape. Iman says she was picked up at a checkpoint because her ID card said she was from the east, where the rebellion against Muammar Gaddafi was born. She says they were trying to punish her for what was happening there. She and another girl were taken to a house, a large house, a villa. There were lots of men.
And I was fighting them off so much that they tied my legs and arms together. They were drinking a lot and they would spill the alcohol in my eyes. And they would kick my head with their boots.
The men would come in groups of threes and repeatedly rape her. Some of the foul things they did to her can't be aired because of their graphic nature. But the ringleader was a man she recognized. The son of a government minister here, he was the most brutal.
Every time he would try to rape me, I would push him away with my legs, and he would scratch my thighs from both sides to force me.
She partially pulls down her shorts to show the fading marks.
For 2 days, this happened to me. They raped me again really early in the morning on the third day. They were totally drunk. A lot of them just passed out. I was in a big room with the other woman. They were raping her too, but she wasn't fighting back, so they didn't tie her up. I asked the other woman to please try to untie me. It took a long time to convince her.
Iman was eventually freed, and she snuck out the window. The woman who helped her, she says, stayed behind, too frightened to try and run away. Wrapped in only a tablecloth and bleeding, she tried to make her way out of the compound, but there was a huge wall and an electric gate. She grabbed a piece of metal and ran at the two African guards who were sleeping, screaming hysterically, demanding that the gate be opened.
The guards were shocked to see a bleeding naked woman with wild hair holding a piece of metal. So they opened the gate for me and I just ran out.
And there she was helped by people in the neighborhood.
So the neighbors put me in a taxi, paid the fare, and I told the taxi driver to take me to the hotel where the journalists are staying.
She says she came to the hotel because she knew she would never get justice otherwise. The government initially tried to call Iman a liar, but Iman was physically examined and witnesses came to corroborate her story. Libyan government spokesman Musa Ibrahim acknowledges she was seemingly raped, but is still trying to slander her reputation by variously saying she has a political agenda or is a prostitute.
This woman, this is her line of work. She is well known for that. She has a file. This is no secret, as she claimed that she was kidnapped and raped. This is a legal criminal case. We wondered why she made it look political. I mean, it's not like the whole Libyan army raped her, is it?
Back in her apartment, Iman says they simply want to hide what happened. She's been to the prosecutor's office, but no one has brought the men up for charges. They haven't even searched the house where she was held for days, she says. Her so-called lawyers have asked her to change her story. The only thing she wants now is to be able to go home to her family in the east. But she says the Gaddafi family are refusing to allow her to travel. And so she sits and waits in her house, afraid but undaunted. I want my freedom, she says. I want my family. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News, Tripoli.